Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that we can gather in your name, and we thank you for the power of prayer and the weapon of prayer. And Lord, open our eyes this morning as we look into this great prayer by your Spirit through the Apostle Paul and the letter to the Ephesians as we look at really the first or one of the first petitions in it. And just give us understanding, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, let's sing a stanza or two of 254. I think we were here again last week because we're talking about a prayer of enlightenment. And we're talking about today's that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. And so let's pray, let's sing, open my eyes that I may see. 254. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my ears that I may hear voices of truth thou send us clear. And while the wave notes fall on my ear, everything false will disappear. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. Open my mouth and let it bear gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare love with thy children thus to share. I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my ears, illumine me, Spirit divine. I thought I'd just copy the notes I made up for this morning so you can take a look at them, take them with you, whatever you want. But we are looking at, continuing to look at the same prayer we looked at last week, the very beginning of it, the prayer of enlightenment by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1. And we mentioned, if you'll recall, that Paul was commending the Ephesians and others who would be reading this letter of two things. One, their faith in Christ and their love for the saints. And, you know, we would think in a sense, or at least I would think in a sense, boy, if you have those two things, if you have faith in Christ and love for one another, that's pretty well along the way of fulfilling the promises that and obedience that God has asked us to, did he not? Didn't he just give us two laws, really, to love him and to love others? And he's commending them, but then he just gives them this great prayer. So it's not giving them something more in terms of the gifts of the Father, the gifts of the Spirit. We have received every spiritual gift in the heavenlies. But he's asking for illumination of these gifts. He's asking for revealing of these gifts to us. And so wanted to just slow down in this prayer because usually, you know, I tend to go through these prayers and there's so many things here that we can just dwell on. And so I thought I'd just take it a petition at a time. And so today, the very first petition in this prayer of enlightenment basically is the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. And as we look at this, just think in terms of how well do you see in the spiritual realm and how well do you understand in the spiritual realm? And if we look back in the history a little bit of the Bible and the history of Israel, we see a great deal said about the eyes of our understanding and the eyes of our enlightenment. And so Paul comes from a rich heritage here of being a very well-versed man in the Scriptures. And there's so much more here that, that meets my eyes than I was thinking. Because I look at this prayer, I say, yeah, Lord, I want to know more. Help me to understand more. That was kind of my understanding of this petition, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. But we go back to the prophets and Isaiah. You know, right after King Uzziah died in Isaiah 6, and he has this great, I saw the Lord and so forth, and who will send me? And Isaiah said, here I am, send me. And look what the Lord immediately tells Isaiah. And we see this in Isaiah 6, 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then I said, here I am, send me. And the Lord said, go and tell this people, keep on hearing, but do not understand. Keep on seeing, but do not perceive. A little later, Jeremiah told the same thing. Jeremiah 5:20, declare this in the house of Jacob and proclaim it in Judah, saying, hear this now, O foolish people without understanding, who have eyes and see not. Then Jesus quoted the same thing in Matthew 13, when he told the disciples, I'm going to begin speaking in parables. And then they're saying, you know, why and what's going on and so forth. And so he goes into this little discourse here about why he's going to be teaching in parables. And in verse 13 of Matthew 13, we read, therefore I speak to them in parables. Why? Because seeing they do not see. Hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled. Here Jesus quotes this same prophecy. Hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. And he goes on, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes. Are you seeing with your eyes? Are we in the same, really, grouping here of the prophets coming against Israel and against Judah because they were not seeing? They had their eyes open, but they were not seeing. They didn't understand. And then on the back of the sheet, we have the very last chapter of the book of Acts. This is it, chapter 28. This is the end of the book of Acts. And what do we read? Paul now is speaking in verse 23 of the last chapter of the book of Acts. So when they had appointed him a day, many came to him at his lodging, to whom he explained and solemnly testified the kingdom of God, persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets from morning till evening. So this is, in effect, Paul's swan song here in the book of Acts, really. And some were persuaded by the things which were spoken, and some disbelieved. So when they did not agree among themselves, they departed after Paul had said one word. Here's what Paul closed with. The Holy Spirit spoke rightly through Isaiah the prophets to our fathers, saying, go to this people and say, hearing you will not hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes. Moving on down in verse 28, therefore let it be known to you that the salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, and they will hear it. And when he had said these words, the Jews departed and had a great dispute among themselves. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concerned the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. So we see all the way through the scriptures the importance of our eyes seeing. You know, eyes are mentioned almost 500 times in the Bible. So eyes are a significant thing. And of course, we see physically, we want to see physically, but they're also used as the heart is used in the Bible. The heart is not just used in the Bible as an organ that pumps blood through our bodies, which is critical for our very lives. But the heart is used as that inner part of us which understands and so forth, just as the eyes are used frequently in describing what is our understanding. Do we see? And so we want to come against that thing which Isaiah said, seeing you will see and not perceive. And Jeremiah said, who have eyes and see not? So here Paul is praying, the apostle is praying for the believers, for greater illumination, far more spiritual light that the eyes of their understanding might be more and more enlightened. And as Jesus concluded there in Matthew 13, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear, talking to the disciples. For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it. And that brings us right back up to where we are. We need to be so joyful, should we not, that our names are written in the book of life. We have seen the Messiah. We have seen his coming 2,000 years ago. We have seen the whole counsel of God. We have seen the Holy Spirit dwelling in us and abiding in us. We have seen his promises that we are no longer slaves to sin, but have been freed from that. And we are heirs of his and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. So we have the opportunity to see what many prophets and righteous men desired to see, but before the Messiah, they had not had that opportunity. So how well do you see, and how well do you understand? Father, we thank you for this petition and this prayer, which spoke much to me, and maybe it speaks to others as well. We want to see you more clearly, Lord. You tell us in Psalm 119, verse 18, open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. And so, Lord, that is our prayer, that we would see you more clearly, we would see your word more clearly, and we would understand. And so give us that guidance, give us that insight, and enlighten us, Lord, by your Spirit. And, Lord, here we are today, assembled together, a handful of us, but certainly enough. One plus you is everything, and we have even more than one here. And so lead us now in intercession, in thanksgiving and praise. And Lord, we want to just join together for about half the time, maybe a little more, and then break into little groups for the end time, where we can pray for personal petitions and step it up a bit by having more than one prayer at once. But right now, Lord, we just want to pray as one, in one accord, as we respond to your Spirit in leading us in this circle now. Lead us now, O great Jehovah, and open our eyes that we may see wondrous things from you. In Jesus' name, amen.